Knock it off.
You knock it off.
I told you to knock it off first.
And yet, I'm the boss, so that means you have to listen to me.
Harper Harlow narrowed her blue eyes and planted her hands on her hips as she glared at her best friend and roommate, Xander Pritchett. He was in a mood. Heck, they were both in moods, but she had little patience to deal with his fussy personality.
You're the boss?
Xander, his dark hair gleaming thanks to some flattering lighting from the sun, nodded without hesitation.
Don't even bother arguing with the assessment. We both know I've been the boss since we met in kindergarten. You agreed to it back then, so you can't back out now.
Harper made a face as she swiveled, fixing her boyfriend, Jared Monroe, with a pleading look.
Do you want to chime in here?
Jared, who sat in a chair on the front porch and read the front section of the newspaper while drinking coffee, merely shrugged. He was used to listening to Harper and Xander argue. He knew better than inserting himself between them. The moment he did, the exact second he took Harper's side and told Xander to stuff it, like she pretended she wanted, she would suddenly switch gears and take Xander's side, so Jared couldn't pick on him. There was no way Jared was falling into that trap again.
I'm good,
Jared supplied, never moving his eyes from the article he read.
It's starting to get chilly out here in the mornings, though. I just noticed it.
Sean Donovan, Xander's boyfriend, snorted as he flipped through the sports section. Ever since Xander brought Sean home and didn't dump him, which was practically unheard of in the Harlow Pritchett house, Sean and Jared had formed a bond. They were the long-suffering love partners of two fiery and petulant individuals. They figured the only way to survive was to keep their heads down and join together in a united front. So that's what they did.
I heard that noise.
Xander narrowed his eyes as he regarded his boyfriend.
Do you have something you want to add to this conversation?
Absolutely not.
Sean rolled his neck as he focused on the article in front of him.
How bad do you think the Tigers are going to be now that they're in rebuilding mode? I'm guessing it's going to be another long drought. I'm guessing you're right.
Jared adopted an easy tone.
We never did get to a baseball game this summer, Hart. We should try to go to one next year. When I moved to this side of the state, I told my mother I would be at games all the time. I guess I was wrong.
Harper wrinkled her nose.
Is that somehow my fault?
Jared flicked his eyes to her for the first time in at least 10 minutes.
Yes.
How?
Well, I had no interest in getting involved with anyone when I first moved here because I thought it was going to be a stepping stone to moving somewhere else.
Jared replied reasonably.
Then I met you and lost my heart.
Harper's cheeks flushed with color at the romantic words.
That was kind of sweet.
Jared winked.
Losing my heart to you often makes me feel as if I'm losing my head.
He continued,
because I'm often so busy chasing you around and trying to keep Xander from climbing into bed with us every morning, I didn't attend any Tigers games this season.
Harper's smile slipped.
That was less sweet.
Jared shrugged.
It comes and goes.
I don't try climbing in bed with you every morning,
Xander argued, offended.
You're exaggerating.
I woke up this morning and you were gone,
Sean pointed out.
When I decided to find you, all I had to do was follow the voices. You and Harper were excitedly flipping through a Grandin Road catalog while poor Jared had a pillow pressed to his head to drown out the noise.
That was one morning,
Xander protested.
That's almost every morning but the weekend ones. Jared.